Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Reeb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a pop-up towards short. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Pesky scores. Spence moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. Stevens scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Goodman moves to third. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-2 in the game. Barry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell bunts towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry scores. Kell moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence strikes out. There goes DiMaggio. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Reeb for a passed ball. DiMaggio moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Hank Reeb. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. Campbell moves to second. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hutchinson strikes out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Al Benton now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Pesky scores. Spence moves to third. Goodman moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses is walked intentionally. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence scores. Goodman scores. Moses moves to third. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Tebbets moves to second. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Hal White now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Tebbets scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. DiMaggio scores. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon pinch hits for Hal White. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swift moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spence. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Swift scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 13-5, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Kramer's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr strikes out. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. 2 outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-4 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Evers moves to third. 2 outs. Sam Vico pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.